What about her education?
Well, she went to the local convent here, and like most of the girls of that time, she learned piano and a little bit of painting and some academic work.
Did she ever work outside of home?
I don't believe so.
What about your parents' education?
Well, my mother graduated from the convent here in Brownsville and didn't go any further in school. My father went to St. Edward's College in Austin and graduated there.
St. Edward's?
St. Edward's.
How far did the convent school go?
I imagine through the 8th and 9th grade. I don't think they had no affiliation with any of the public schools at that time, like they have now. Now they have a high school complete with all kinds of different extra subjects that they didn't have even 20 years, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
What sort of work did your parents do? You said they were ranchers? Or?
My father was ranch, and he worked in the customs service for a short while.
What about your mother?
She worked at home. She worked at home. She had all she could do to take care of the house and the milk. And she was very active in church work. She did all of the altar work for the Sacred Heart Church from the time it was built in 1912 until she died. She took care of the altar and all the vestments and the altar cloths and the different all of the uniforms for the kids, the alkalites.
What about her parents, your grandparents on your mother's side?
My grandfather was from Ashtabula, Ohio.
What was his name?
Henry A. He was from Ashtabula, Ohio, and he and two brothers ran away from home because their father was a minister, and he was always pretty strict with them. So Jasper, his older brother, had gone to West Point, and he was home on leave. Well, he had attended 1 year, and he was a very good friend of Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general. And he was one of his instructors at West Point. And they came down the Mississippi River, first the Ohio and then the Mississippi River, and they separated in New Orleans. And Jasper went to Mississippi, and Henry came on to Corpus Christi. And William stayed in New Orleans. And William was never heard of again. And Henry came to Corpus Christi, and he was one of the early, the first of Corpus Christi in 1918.
How old was he when he came to Corpus Christi?
I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't know. I haven't any way of telling you. He was a printer. He had been in the printing business, and he worked for a printer in Ashtabula. He was in the printing business, and Jasper stayed at Vicksburg, Mississippi, and when the Civil War broke out, he became a general in the Confederate Army, affiliated with all of the Confederate officers because of his little training that he'd had at West Point and his friendship with Robert E. Lee. He ascended very rapidly in the ranks. And at the Siege of Vicksburg, he was